Dear Princess Tiana, it is so good to call you that. I've always known who you were, seen you around plenty of times before Disney finally decided to make a movie about you. But now, the whole world knows you exist. Your nose is wide and your eyes are big. You're a dreamer and a doer, an entrepreneur. And that's dope, Princess. You're the first, but hopefully not the last. I hope Disney doesn't make you a token, thinking that one is enough to represent a Miss Snow White and her entourage. They better not sleep on your beauty, better recognize that you had the original Cinderella story. So hopefully there'll be more to come. And instead of Snow White, maybe Midnight Black. And no, she won't be the Wicked Witch, evil stepsister, or the Voodoo Mama. She'll be the Belle of the Ball. And she'll have a big, natty, fluffy, kinky afro. You know the kind that even some black people are afraid of? That kind. I remember getting teased in school because my hair came free from the clip my mom had put in, and 5-year-old me couldn't recapture it. It went all ways like butterflies released. But I didn't see butterflies, Princess. I saw catastrophe. My teachers were helpless, and my classmates laughed. A perm put an end to my strife, but just for a short time, because I realized I couldn't set things straight with lies. Princess, I know what it's like to be the only black girl in the room. A few years later in school, the boy who sat behind me told me that I had the biggest bottom lip he'd ever seen. But look who's getting college in now, Princess. Yo, I'm glad you're not the sidekick. I was getting sick of always seeing you on the left-hand side of the blonde chick with the brown-haired girl on the right. You know, like in every teen movie and Family Channel show? Things like that speak volumes, you know. And about wanting to start your own business and making your dad proud. You didn't give up on your dream, and look at you now. Tiana's place bears your name. And I hope you inspire other young girls to do the same. Bet your food is 10 times better than good. And hope that those in the hood come out and support you. But that's another story. Seems like once you overcome one hurdle, there's another around the corner. But it's cool. At least you're American, Princess. Cause if you weren't, you'd have to toss out all your degrees and head back to school from near the beginning, cause they'd say, well, how do we know we can trust your country's standards of education? That's just the nature of the beast we live with and in. But change can happen, and that's why, Princess, I'm so glad you're here. Cause now young girls can know that their dreams don't have to disappear, and that beauty can break the most restrictive molds. But there's still so far to go, I mean. Jasmine still doesn't have a sister, and neither do Pocahontas or Mulan. So it's looking like your chances of not being the token black girl are kind of thin. But you're here now, and that's a start. So I just wanted to say, Princess, I've always known who you were. Welcome.